Blog Talk Radio.
Before you have shed a lot of blood.
All right, y'all. Good evening and welcome, world. Welcome to special tonight.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. How you doing?
We're here on a sad note tonight. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I guess I could be better if we went on a sad note like this.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, man. A violent night in footwork. I say shout out to Pretty K live with us right now. Good evening, Pretty K. How you doing? Can Pretty K hear us? Pretty K, can you hear us? Pretty K, call back in. Oh, yeah. I think she got it on mute. Call back in. Yeah, man. We definitely want to continue to pray for our community. Our community is hurting right now. If you haven't heard the news, we're going to play some news feed on it. What happened? 7 people were shot violent night last night. They still looking for, my understanding, they still looking for the black car. We got some people, guests going to be calling in tonight to talk about it. We, here at Up and Down Magazine, are organizing a candlelight vigil for Tuesday night. Violence got to stop. There's so many people that are dying. And we're not
this is just a sad situation, man.
It really is, because we're not even in the, this is not what, we're not even in the, what they call that? It's not even summertime.
Balance
won't stop, and we got to come together as a black community. We got a lot of stuff that's going on in Portland, man. What are your thoughts on what's going on?
Well, you know, I feel, and it's gun violence, which I get upset every time I hear. I mean, I live in an area where gunshots are prevalent, and I get upset every time I hear them. So, I mean, knowing that it's going on in a lot of places in the United States, man, it's just a sad situation altogether, man. And there's got to be something done about it. There's got to be some kind of crackdown as far as gun control, man, because it's out of hand. You know, seven people get shot. I'm sure they're all innocent in their own little way. You know, just somebody got happy with a gun. You know, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you're right, and it's just gonna get worse as we go. Like I say, it's not even summertime. This is my whole key. It's not the summertime. And now, should we be afraid? Yeah, we should be afraid. But at the same time, what's the definition of being afraid? To me, the definition of being afraid is doing something about it. No, not just talking about it, but actually doing something about it. What do you think?
Okay, there's that side of being afraid and taking action into, you know what I'm saying, bringing a stop to it or you know, getting some kind of incentive to prevent, you know, start a prevention program or something rather. But afraid, I also have the fear until I might need some from the store when it starts getting dark, and I don't want to walk to the store in the evening because, you know, that's when I hear the gunshot.
I definitely agree with
you
on that.
Like, and we have, there's a lot of children. The children are at risk. You know what I'm saying? You got parents that are gonna. You know, it's deeper than just saying getting gray hairs. You know, they're sweating at the door because they know their child has had some kind of sporting event or something going on with the school or just anywhere in town, and it's starting to get dark, and they got the fear of what could happen to them on their way home because of all this gun violence. You know, when they're stray, there's such things as stray bullets, man. And you know, like I said, I'm a grown man, and I ain't even going to lie. I'm only going to go outside in certain areas at nighttime because.
Let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
As Trump continued to cut the food stamp off, do you think it's going to get worse?
Of course it's gonna get worse. You don't only have the heat and the sweat, which is irritating. You got the heat, the sweat and hunger. You don't want to add hunger to this submission. You know what I'm saying? Because people have to bow to that. If it's in that, you know, made law by the government, and you're just taking away something that people rely on as food. Happy people, when it's lunchtime, people are upset shortly before lunch, and they come back the happiest campers, man, after they've eaten a meal. Like,
they do.
You can't take food. I don't care what monetary form it's in. You can't take food out of the community. That's going to breed violence, because people are going to rob. People are going
right.
to kill. They are going to steal. Either way you want
to
word it.
Let's go to the phone lines right now. I'm still waiting on our co-host, Pretty K, to call in. We're talking about the balance that's going on, not only here in Fort Worth, but the balance that's happening across the country. So give us your input. What do you think about all this game balance that's happening in our community? I'm going to go live to area code 48416. You are live on the radio. Who is it? 248-416. You are live on the radio.
Hi, how are
okay,
you?
I'm going to need you. Good evening. We're doing good. Who is this?
This is Lily Rose from Southfield, Michigan.
Okay. Welcome to the show. What do you think about the game balance, the gun balance that's happening across this country today?
I think that is terrible, and I think that we need to be more Christians, and people need to be saved and come into the glory of God.
Amen. I agree.
Amen. Amen to that.
I definitely agree. Co-host, man, you got something to say?
Well, I'm right here in Michigan with you, so you know, and as far as that's the next big step is to you know, I take it so deep as to like separating church from state. How about reintegrating church back with state? How about reintegrating, just making things more honestly, I'll just outright say it, religiously based, because a positive, you know, role like that, a positive role model, a good outlook, being brought into the community and being more abundant. Like I got stacks of pamphlets that I hand out from time to time, so some people can read a little bit about the word, even if they don't have a Bible in their own home, you know, just for a good deed. So, you know, again, I say amen to that, you know, that
yeah,
we bring the, try to mix the word in with this too.
Yeah.
Amen.
But you welcome to stay on, caller, and we'll get back with you in a few minutes. We got a lot going on tonight. We're gonna play some clips now from the news organization. You know, we're gonna be playing this every night. Anything that's going on in the community across the country. And if you got something going on in your city, and you have information, we can get that information and play that on the show. But right now, we're gonna go. We gotta get ready to go to break in a few more minutes. 7:13, right at 7:15. But we're gonna go. Okay, we're going to go right here real quick, and we'll be right back.
All right. Sponsors on.
This happened off Davis and New York, south of downtown, and police have been on the scene there all night trying to figure out what happened. Our Tanya Iser is there this morning. Tanya, good morning to you. Tell us what you know at this point.
Well, at this point, we do know that two people have died. Police are wrapping up their crime scene investigation here. You can see them taking away one of the cars from the scene. We don't yet have a lot of details, but what we have learned is that apparently a black car, just after 11 p.m., came down here on East Davis, opening fire, shooting people all up and down this block. Apparently that car rounded the block, and one or more people got out and then went back down here, opening fire on one of these houses on this side of the road, and there were a lot of people who had their windows shot out on the other side, and the two victims who were killed were on this side. There was a large grouping of shell casings right here that crime scene recovered. Earlier, just after the shootings, we saw...
I tell you what, we're gonna play more of that video, man. What's going on through your head when you hear about that? Okay, we're going to be right back after this. We're going to our break. Come back. Have a lot more right here. You're tuned to a community radio show.
Just before prosecutors rested their sexual assault case against Bill Cosby, they attempted to use the comedian's own words.
Right, I'm sorry, we went to the wrong one. We're going to our commercial break.
Visit the website www.getfreegas.tk. That's getfreegas.tk. Are you looking for work? Or do you just need some extra money? Go to www.getfreegas.tk today. Watch the video, create your free account, and learn the easy money formula at getfreegas.tk. www.getfreegas.tk. Go check it out today.
This is Chili Mo from Coast to Coast, 13th Street Records in Los Angeles. And currently, we're implementing the International Stop the Violence campaign. Our focus is on 3 points, and that is the lack of education, the lack of jobs, and poverty. So we're looking for men and women to help us in mentoring not only the good students, but at-risk students. We're also looking for businesses and corporations to step up and give opportunities such as job training and jobs to our young men and women. But we feel that by addressing the lack of education and the lack of jobs, that will be the solution to poverty. But what we really need to do is to change the mindset of young men and women, but more importantly, change the mindset of adults. And ultimately, we can change the mindset of humanity. You can contact me at www.chilimostmusic.com. That's www.chilimostmusic.com. Peace.
Hey, what's going down, everybody? This your boy, Donnell Ballard. Make sure you tune in to the hottest community talk radio show every day, Monday through Friday, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. as we talk about important issues that's going on in the community. I'm your man, Donnell Ballard, and I approve this message.
Music artist, musician, producer, model. Vertigo.com is your answer if you need to advertise your song to thousands of DJs and key entertainment industry professionals with the click of one button. Vertigo effectively promotes and distributes your music to industry tastemakers around the world for an affordable price. Your project will be listed in the Vertigo library that offers a simple press profile, exclusive web link, integrated video system, feedback manager, rating system, unlimited downloads, and download tracker. Vertigo, global e-distribution of music, models, and artists. Entertainment will increase awareness by distributing your project to subscribers, including club DJs, radio DJs, program directors, mixtape DJs, satellite stations, booking agents, online magazine contacts, blog sites, record labels, and more. Vertigo.com. That's V-I-R-D-I-K-O. The professional way to get in and out.
Visit the website www.getfreegas.tk. That's getfreegas.tk. Are you looking for work? Or do you just need some extra money? Go to www.getfreegas.tk today. Watch the video, create your free account, and learn the easy money formula at getfreegas.tk. www.getfreegas.tk. Go check it out today.
A while back, I had the pleasure of meeting a wonderful young family who had been involved in a very serious car wreck. They didn't know what to do. They were overwhelmed with problems stemming from the wreck. But all the driver that caused the wreck could say was, "I'm sorry." I told them that there are times when sorry just doesn't cut it. Then I got to work. If you or a loved one have been injured in a car wreck or 18-wheeler accident, I'm sure you're dealing with problems too. Medical bills, lost wages, transportation, and getting real compensation for your pain and suffering. I'm attorney Roderick White. I'm your problem solver. Every client and every case is important to us. Car wrecks, 18-wheeler accidents, all serious injury claims. Call us anytime, 24/7, for a free consultation at 214 or 817, I got you. That's 214 or 817, 446-8968. Or visit us online at igotyou.net.
Visit the website www.getfreegas.tk. That's getfreegas.tk. Are you looking for work? Or do you just need some extra money? Go to www.getfreegas.tk today. Watch the video, create your free account, and learn the easy money formula at getfreegas.tk. freegas.tk, www.getfreegas.tk. Go check it out today.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7.
24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
I couldn't quite catch it. You got there.
Yeah, and so, you know, that's what we're talking about. Pretty K, we got Pretty K live with us tonight. And I need you to talk to the microphone today because I can barely hear you, Vita. Your microphone is not working.
Well, okay. Can you hear me now?
Talk a little bit more.
Can you? Okay. There we go.
Okay. Now I can hear you. Pretty K.
Yes, Pretty K here.
I can't hear you either, Pretty K. We got to make sure that the listener can hear y'all loud and clear.
Can you hear me now?
Nah. Are you on the speakerphone?
I can hear you pretty good.
No, it's not on speaker.
Okay. Talk a little bit more.
Hey, y'all. What's up? It's your girl,
now
Pretty K.
Now you're coming in loud and clear. So, this has been a violent night, early overnight. Seven people shot. Who was found dead. And some more people are fighting for their life. What do you guys think about all this gun violence that's happening in the process?
I'm just tired of it. Like, I'm tired of it. I just feel like it's sad. Like, you don't even want to go nowhere. Like, I just
I agree.
Yeah, now shooting might break out. I mean, it's a shame.
Yeah.
It is.
And,
like, our kids can't even grow up.
Right. And you know, the sad part about it is, last week, a shootout at a graduation. So you think about this. This has been going on a lot in schoolwork. This has been happening since February. And it seemed like it's an
epidemic. What's happening is, you know, and it's going on amongst a lot of the youngsters, the teenagers. There's this ideal going on that the girls want a bad boy. You know what I'm saying? So we got these young guys toting guns, and you know, that makes them hard. You know what I'm saying? And to me, it makes you a punk. But you know they're trying to impress these girls who want these bad boys. And I'm not blaming you. You can't place the blame saying, oh well, it's just. But it's an idea. You know, it's like that shouldn't be appealing. And if all the young ladies that may be listening in here now, go for the good guys. You know, gangster, being hard, walking around toting guns, selling drugs, that's not good. That's not the type of man
right.
you're going to want
right.
later on in life. That's not the type of man you want to marry. You know, it's a way to feed positivity by, you know, steering clear of those types of guys. And you know, that'll cause the young men to straighten their life up because they want to be a good role model because they ain't getting no love. You know what I'm saying? If they're not,
let's
so
let's go live.
You know,
I tell you, hold that down. Let's go live to the phone line. We're gonna go live to area code 60333. Live on the radio. 60333. Live on the radio. Okay, we're gonna go live. Area code. Let me see if we got a girl on. Hey, there we go. Are you still? Okay, I tell you what we're gonna do, y'all, because there's a lot going on tonight, and we really got to get power today. Why, especially get power tonight? There's a lot going on. We're gonna play this clip. We'll be right back.
This happened off Davis and New York, south of downtown. And police have been on the scene there all night trying to figure out what happened. Our Tanya Iser is there this morning. Tanya, good morning to you. Tell us what you know at this point.
Well, at this point, we do know that two people have died. Police are wrapping up their crime scene investigation here. You can see them taking away one of the cars from the scene. We don't yet have a lot of details, but what we have learned is that apparently a black car, just after 11 p.m., came down here on East Davis, opening fire, shooting people all up and down this block. Apparently that car rounded the block, and one or more people got out and then went back down here, opening fire on one of these houses on this side of the road, and there were a lot of people who had their windows shot out on the other side, and the two victims who were killed were on this side. There was a large grouping of shell casings right here that crime scene recovered. Earlier, just after the shootings, we saw an ambulance leave from the scene carrying one of the victims to the hospital. We do not yet know the condition of that person. The victims were taken to multiple hospitals. We spoke to a witness who has lived here for decades, who was just tired of the violence.
I think I heard over 80 shots, and there was more than one gun being shot. This is a regular thing. I've been staying on Davis Street since 1972, and several people have passed away, and I'm just really tired of it.
At this point, we do not yet know if police have any suspects. We also don't know if the victims were random or if they were targeted. So as you can see, we have a lot of unknowns in a neighborhood that has seen far too much violence. I'm live in Fort Worth, Tanya Iser, Channel 8 News.
All right, y'all just heard this for yourself. What's going on through y'all mind? Y'all just heard the report. Vita, starting with you, Mel, what's going on in your mind when you heard seven people shot? Dead. Some is fighting for their life.
Man, well, it takes a toll on my heart, man. My whole train of thought, like I just feel like I really feel like I'm on the silence, man. I mean, like, just to hear the news, like I don't watch the news all the time. You know what I'm saying? I usually get my news from online and stuff like that. But to hear that playing back, man, it's a tragedy. I don't know, man. I'm at a loss of words on it. It's a tragedy. It's terrible.
Pretty K?
I agree. I definitely agree with what he said. It's like skin crawling, you know? It's sad. It's like a shame. We living in like World War III.
Yeah.
It's sad.
And the sad part about it is it's up against our own people. We're doing it. We are doing this on our own. We can't. It comes to a point in time where we have to stop blaming the white man for everything. Stop blaming the white man for this. This is us doing it among ourselves. We have to take the responsibility as a black community, and we have to start really, really, really focusing on what we need to do. You know,
there needs to be more rules and regulations. I mean, I am in agreement with the U.S. Constitution and the right to bear arms and all that, but there's a lot of illegal activity going on for a teenager to be walking down the street with an AK-47. I mean, get real.
I agree.
And then it's like, where the police at? Where's the police? When you see a congregation of people, they should be there watching and letting it be known that they're in the area. That will prevent a lot of these people from overreacting.
Here's the deal, and I have to disagree with you on that part. Is do we really need the police? Because it comes to a point of time we can't even trust the police.
It gets to a point in certain situations, but it doesn't matter because
if the police come out, they're not. I don't know.
I'm saying it from the point of view as if they are there monitoring the situation before these occurrences take place.
They're supposed to be monitoring, but they're not doing it. I'll tell you what,
they're not doing it. That's what I'm saying.
The police department can't at the same time.
they something else too, because they killing the people as well.
Exactly.
So,
that's what I'm saying. So I can't trust my people. And
everybody's gone trigger happy, man.
I can't trust my people.
Yeah.
I can't trust the police. So who can I trust? All right, I'll tell you what, y'all. We got a very special guest with us. We got KL Johnson with us live right now. He is no stranger to this show. He's been on here 50 million times, I say. And not only have he been on here, but he also ran for city council not too long ago.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
He's live with us right now. KL Johnson, welcome to the show, man.
How you doing,
hey,
KL?
How you doing, brother? What's going on, y'all?
All right.
Doing good. You just heard the conversation about this. What's going on through your mind?
Well, listen, we've been having a problem like this. This has been stretched across the nation, you know, and so it's touching home, and now it's becoming an issue that we're having to face it. And like I was telling somebody earlier, I told a brother, I said, you know, like y'all were just discussing, we're getting it on both ends. This doesn't make any sense now. We're getting on both ends, so we can't even call anybody over here because we don't know how they're going to react and mess around and perv harm or shoot somebody else that's innocent. You know, and we can't keep them in the patrol. I mean, these guys are supposed to be patrolling neighborhoods for the safety of us, but what ends up happening is they patrol our neighborhood for the funding for the city. You know, let's pull them over and get the ticket. So they're wasting our time, you know, and I know that we have to have some kind of a system that deters this ignorance and this mentality that these kids are having nowadays. But police is not the answer either. So, you know, it hurts me because I'm looking at these kids and it seems like it's not even gang related anymore. You know, it used to be it was Bloods, it was Crips, and then different branches off on that. But that's not what it's seeming like anymore. You know,
it's just
random. When you hear, well, it's beef. Somebody gets pissed off and someone says, oh, you know what? I'm upset with you. I'm going to go and shoot you, blow your brains out, and I don't care who else I'm hurting along the way either. So, I mean, for them to go through and shoot so many people, for what? And we don't even know what the deal. See, they haven't even released really what the motive was. So the motive could have been a trap house.
Mr. Johnson, stay right there. I am going to play some of this.
This happened off Davis and New York, south of downtown, and police have been on the scene there all night trying to figure out what happened. Our Tanya Iser is there this morning. Tanya, good morning to you. Tell us what you know at this point.
Well, at this point, we do know that two people have died. Police are wrapping up their crime scene investigation here. You can see them taking away one of the cars from the scene. We don't yet have a lot of details, but what we have learned is that apparently a black car, just after 11 p.m., came down here on East Davis, opening fire, shooting people all up and down this block. Apparently that car rounded the block, and one or more people got out and then went back down here, opening fire on one of these houses on this side of the road, and there were a lot of people who had their windows shot out on the other side, and the two victims who were killed were on this side. There was a large grouping of shell casings right here that crime scene recovered. Earlier, just after the shootings, we saw an ambulance leave from the scene carrying one of the victims to the hospital. We do not yet know the condition of that person. The victims were taken to multiple hospitals. We spoke to a witness who has lived here for decades, who was just tired of the violence.
I think I heard over 80 shots. There was more than one gun being shot. This is a regular thing. I've been staying on Davis Street since 1972, and several people have passed away, and I'm just really tired of it.
At this point, we do not yet know if police have any suspects. We also don't know if the victims were random or if they were targeted. So as you can see, we have a lot of unknowns in a neighborhood that has seen far too much violence. I'm live in Fort Worth, Tanya Iser, Channel 8 News.
Wow, this, I'm lost for words right now. I really am. I'm really lost for word. I'm very
This is what we're saying. You see, they don't even know. They don't even know what the reason was. But I'm going to tell you exactly how this starts off. This starts off because of the education system. It starts off as a support system these children don't have in the household, in the school.
Parenting, right.
It goes all across the board. They are leaving us dry, and so when our children come up here, they don't have anything to grow on. They have nothing to go on because you don't catch this same kind of stuff over there in Farmers Branch. Why?
No,
because the parents have somebody there for a support system. They sit there, and they got a school system that cares about them. You know, so they're getting it on both ends. Our kids are lucky. Yeah. Damn it, they're lucky if they get it on one end.
Well, just like you said, and the police out patrolling, pulling tickets and all that, you know, and I put that in one of my songs because, I make music and I put – I know a lot of this violence stems from the lack of, and religion can be educationally based or whatever, but I simply worded it as the lack of religion and pure greed. You know,
I agree with that.
They focus on the dollar rather than the well-being of the people. Focus on getting a dollar from the people rather than and securing the well-being.
Yeah, I agree.
Because there ain't no way minors should be running around killing each other. You know.
We don't even know if this person that did the killing is a man, wrong man. We don't know we don't have enough information to even make the decision.
But you know what? It wouldn't make a difference. It wouldn't honestly make a difference. Let's look at it this way. I bet you one thing. I bet you wasn't nobody over 40. So then we can look back and then we can say, okay, let's look at these 30-year-olds, look at these 20-year-olds, and so on. See, a lot of people, they keep basing this on the youngest generation. Well, shoot, how the hell you think they got the mentality?
That's how they're learning.
So they were teaching them. They didn't have it, and so then they just kept translating it right back down to the children, and the children are sitting up there growing into households where they ain't got no discipline. They're letting them walk around, disrespect people down the street, and the neighbors don't get involved. See, used to be neighbor got involved, but now mama come down there, nana, whatever, get down there and get mad when the neighbors when the neighbor says something to your child. But you ain't saying nothing to your child.
It also comes down to these newfound laws. Well, they ain't so much new anymore. You can't spank your kids or you getting child abuse. Look how violence got extended.
That's
since they didn't enforce laws like that.
But you
listen,
know what, man? Wait a minute, y'all. But I got a regulation in my house. Okay. I don't care what police tell me, I can't do nothing. Because guess what? At the end of the day, I got a 10-year-old son. If I don't do nothing to him, the laws will. They will kill him.
That's right.
I'd rather discipline my son. If I had to whoop his tail, beat his tail, I would do it because I do not want my son growing up to be like. I've been told by so many people, man, you too overprotective of yourself. You know what? These days, it pays to be overprotective of your child.
If that one spanking is going to prevent your boy from bringing a gun in the house, or going out doing drugs, that spanking is well worth it.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
The kids did not growing up with any fear. None whatsoever.
No, they not.
Because when I grew up, I was fearful to do anything because I knew it was consequences.
Because I knew I was going to get disciplined.
Man.
That's right. Now, when I grew up old enough and I was older and them whoopings didn't hurt as bad, and my mom could tell because I didn't act the same way when I was getting them. You know what she did?
Right.
She strapped that sucker around my back. She got me under them legs. You know,
right?
And see, we're not doing anything like that because they're saying, "Oh, you got to hit the butt, and you got you nothing but a belt." My grandma took one of them wire hangers, them gold wire hangers, twist them around.
But you know what, man? You got a lot of people also think like this. Oh well, just take their favorite thing away from them, and that'll solve the problem. Now that's not gonna solve the problem because I tried
it like
with my son. I tried that with my son. I took his favorite. His favorite video game away from him. And guess what? He still be acting up every now and then. He don't do it as much, but I'm saying that doesn't work. Especially
as good.
Then I heard people say, oh, take him to the corner, let him go to the corner. But let me tell you something. African America raise their kids different from how other races and people do. And so what I'm saying about that is that our black kids don't fear being in no corner. I 5 and 6 year old don't fear being in the corner. So I think that's the wrong answer.
You know why a lot of African American kids, especially in the communities, in the poverty communities, groundings don't work? You know why, right? because they ain't had nothing that much anyway. So when you take something away from them, they had to either back in the day, they had to use their imagination. So you ain't hurting them.
Right.
They're like, well, what, gee, I ain't have nothing last week.
I wish y'all would tell that to my son, because I tell him that all the time how blessed he is, because he got a computer, a desktop computer, he got a laptop, he got a tablet, he got everything. Well, that's why I tell my son all the time, it ain't no excuse for you to be acting the way you are because you got everything you want. Mm-hmm. But guess what? You're going to have that belt if you don't straighten out. So, and I can understand say that I'm blessed, because when my son do go out into the public, I hear people all the time tell me all the time, man, your son, you got a good child. When I take him on the city buses, I hear people say, man, you say, I wish my child was like your child. He's so well-behaved. And let me tell you, that's because I discipline my son. I whoop his tail when he need to be whooped. It ain't no excuse. I remember one time when he went to the grocery store with his little friend, okay, and I was at the store with him, okay. He's sitting around there and put something in his pocket. When I found out he put something in his pocket, you know what I made him do? I made his ass go right back to that store, apologize to that man, and then on top of that, when he got home, he got his ass whooped. Because I tell him, no, if you want something, you ain't got to go and steal it. If you want something, I said that same candy bar. I asked you if you want to get it. You said you didn't want it. So why would you go right? That was a stupid decision. I'm buying it for you. Then you turn around and go steal it? No, you're not gonna do that, because once you start stealing one time, guess what? You'll continue to steal, and you're not gonna do that.
But listen,
so,
here, and I'm gonna touch base on something a little bit different than what we're talking about right now. Now I'm gonna touch base on where your ass should be. Okay, because that is a key element to whether you're going to get beat down, shot, or arrested in these streets.
Exactly.
Where are you going to be? Where were you supposed to be at 11 o'clock? Let's look at that factor.
Thank you.
Okay, now some of these folks that happened, they were grown. There was a lot of people that were of age. But here's the kicker. If you were taught right the first time that you don't need to be out in some of these places in the middle of the night, then you wouldn't have been there. Because we're talking about a house probably had a gang load of people over there drinking, smoking, and everything else. Now, had the children over here had been at a child age and they've been chastised and taught not to be at these areas, then it's a good percentage that a lot of them wouldn't have been at that area. They would have said, no, it's too late. I'm going to go down. If I'm going to go to a club, I'm going to go to a club. If I'm going to go to a bar, I'm going to go to a bar. I ain't going to sit at nobody's house and do all this waiting for drama to come up here and happen. There's places that are organized for this kind of thing that are regulated. People ain't going to just drive by and shoot you at no risky barbecue. You know, this is what I'm talking about. When drama happens, where does it always happen? The parking lot. You have the parking lot outside the house, blah, blah, blah. You know, and so this is, it boils down to the same thing about mental and being able to raise and understand when you get to an adult what's going on, and you apply it to the situation as you're older. But this is not what happened. They're not getting taught right, so they're not applying it when they get older. And it's not always the situation. Some parents are actually doing good.
Mr. Johnson, hold that thought. We got a lot of callers calling into the show. We're going to go live to 817-706, my friend Nikki, live with us. Hey, welcome to the show.
Hey, Donnie B., how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Mr. Johnson, Nick is the one that's going to be doing our press release for us.
Okay, amen. How you doing, sister?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm blessed. I try to be.
Oh yeah.
Now, what do you think about all this stuff that's going on in Fort Worth? I mean, it's not even a Fort Worth thing. This is a nationwide thing that's happening with gun violence.
Of course, I think it's terrible, and I think it's very unfortunate. And I think as adults, and as far as being leaders in the Black community, I don't think that we're doing our part wholeheartedly in order to. Educate the kids and teach them, you know, as far as a lot of things that they're going to need as adults, as far as being good decision makers. So I take part blame in it myself because I've been a part of several youth organizations, and when you're part of youth organizations, especially working with youth sports, you have the opportunity to reach and touch so many kids and educate them on different things. And I think that, I mean, all youth sports organizations across the Metroplex, I don't think they're doing their job as far as educating the kids and giving them proper life skills versus just coaching them and teaching them sports. I think we need to also be reaching out and teaching them life skills, teaching them police etiquette, life etiquette, and a whole lot of different things that we could be teaching them while we have them in our custody.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Mr. Johnson, what you think about that?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say this because I got to get ready to go. I got some stuff going on, if you can hear. But I will say this. The one issue that we're having, and Donnie knows this because we've had this discussion a lot of times, me being, or let me say, trying to be, attempting to be one of the leaders in our neighborhood, one of the things that we are always plagued with is the fact that those that are calling themselves leaders of the community, many ministers and pastors are shutting us down because they don't want us to cause any problems. They don't want the negativity look. But as other people have known, we have been out there over at the Bass Hall for what? How many weeks? Is it almost 3 weeks now, Donnie?
Almost 3 weeks.
And we're out there. Yeah, and then we're not done yet. We're moving the venue over, and everybody will get updated to my little Facebook when it happens. We try to surprise them, so I'll announce it on the public. But we have been doing that. Now, we've gotten a lot of backlash from the community because of it. And it's not from the regular people. People understand. It's not from the Caucasian side of society. A lot of them know what's going on. Once you tell them, they were unaware because of where they live at. They're not plagued with it. They're not faced with it. They don't know. But we're getting shut down. So the problem is that we have to find leaders out there, and they have to join organizations, and they have to get out there. Don't join organizations.
Stand up together, ready to fight it.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. So once we do that and we unite strong, whether you're in one organization or another, once everybody's focused on the same thing, once we do that, then we can achieve that ultimate goal, guys. And I look forward to all this stuff. And you know I'm going to be at these events. And if God has got me going, I'm going to be at those events. And that's just real. Now, Donnie, I got to let you go, brother. Like I said, you can hear in the background. I got things going on. But it's always a pleasure being on your show. God bless you, sister. I'll be in touch with you, I guess, later on then. And so,
and God bless you, brother.
Y'all take it easy.
You take it easy, too, man.
All right. Okay, and so that was Minister K.L. Johnson. And Nick, and I want to say that he's one of the only ministers that I know that's actually out there fighting for the rights. He ran for city council. He lost up against Kelly Ellie Gray, but he's one of the city council that's actually out there fighting for the rights of the community. What do you think about that?
I think that's good. And the thing of it is, and I've noticed that with ministers, you know, just on the times that we've done stuff together, it's like they're afraid. It's like they you know, I mean, I understand, you know, let's all be in peace and everything, but at the same time, you have to speak out and be heard because long time ago, the ministers were the activists, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King and everyone else that were fighting for the community and fighting for rights. So it's like if they're silencing themselves, then it's like who's left to take a stand?
You can't be afraid. There's no room for being afraid. Because the people that are committing these heinous acts are afraid.
Exactly.
Right. And so that's the thing. So I think a lot of the churches or whatever, you know, that you know they're in silence, and you know people try to they can say what they can about the Muslim community, but what one thing I can say, anytime we've done something or if something happens, the Muslim community they're gonna step out and take a stand and they're gonna be active in whatever's going on. You know, I mean, they need they're going to talk about it. They need to be about it because going to church and saying one thing but not stepping up the community and doing what you're talking about, it's not doing anyone any good.
Nikki, you know what? That's what I love about Pastor Johnson. He's a young brother, 29 years old. He gets out there. I see him at every protest. I see him out there stepping out. I don't see ministers doing what he's doing. And I love that about him and Ross Smith, that they're getting out there and they –
are stepping out. Now, for those who just now tuning in to us, this coming up Tuesday, we are going to be having a prayer vigil, a candlelight vigil, this coming up Tuesday night. Now, Nick, I did get in contact with Channel 5. They said as soon as you get the press release together, they want to go ahead on and start announcing it. They're probably going to start announcing it tonight if they get the press release.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go in the house and do the press release now.
Okay, once we get the press release, we will be broadcasting this live this Tuesday night, y'all, from 7 to 9. We have a panel, again, if you haven't heard the news, 7 people were shot, I can't even hold to say it. Nikki, go ahead and say it for me. I'm so frustrated right now.
In South Fort Worth, in the 900 block of Davis Avenue in South Fort Worth, it was 7 people shot, and I believe it was 2 fatalities.
Yeah,
it was a young lady and a young man that lost their lives. And it's really disrupted the community and the neighborhood.
From my understanding also, we got people fighting for their lives as we speak.
Right.
Their lives. So
right.
we need to uplift and keep our community in prayer. This is really a sad time. You know, we used to seeing things like this happen, but that many people being shot, that's way too many people. So we have
a similar situation just happened here less than a week ago here in Flint at the same kind of a gathering, a party, a couple blocks away from my house. I heard the gunshots, you know, but you know what it's like to hear the gunshots, and then a couple days later you hear from people that know the people that it happened to, like it's sickening, you know. It's devastating. It's every word that has to do with horrible, you know. So
let me
for Fort Worth, man.
Let me also say this, Naked. I just found out that the house the street that it was on, Davis Street, I actually used to live in that neighborhood. The girl that was speaking on TV was actually my next door neighbor. I just found this out tonight, right before I got on the radio, that the house was the house I used to hang out at, where they shot up where they shot up on the inside. But back then, when I stayed there 30 some years ago, it was bad, but it wasn't that bad like it is now. So, like the girl Esther May was saying, Esther May had been on my radio show before, she was saying is that this been going, this is not new. This has been happening on the southeast side of Fort Worth for years.
Well,
and
history repeating itself, but it's getting worse.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It is getting worse. I agree with you on
worse.
That. And here's the deal. When you start taking food from people's mouth, it's going to get even worse. When Trump, if you haven't seen the budget for 2018, Nikki, the budget does not look good. The budget takes away a lot of programs. A lot of the after-school program is going to be taken away next year. A lot of the programs that help with people that are on drugs, these programs are going to be taken away. So as we continue to have the balance going on in the streets, I don't even want to see what's going to happen in the next 8 to 9 months, because remember, September the 1st is always the new budget for 2017-2018. That's always
the
new budget.
All that taken away is only going to lead to a more poverty-stricken society, and we can't let that happen.
No, we can't. We can't.
Right.
It's really sad. So, Nick, what do you think is the solution, though? What's the solution to it? Do we have any?
You know, right now I guess when it comes to reaching out to the kids or whatever, each youth organization with youth sports, they probably have about 150 kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if you see the 150 kids and all the teams and youth organizations across the Metroplex, they take up the masses. It's like if something can be done, let's just say, for instance, I'm sorry, hold on.
We're talking about Girl Naked.
This program outline, and I reached out to a lot of the youth organizations, and I told them, I'm like, look, I'm challenging all of y'all to come together. And what I'm doing is I'm starting an organization,
and all of the youth organizations are going to fall up under this one organization. And when I say youth organization, I'm talking about sports teams. They're going to fall under this one organization, and I already started writing out a plan on, it's kind of like a male leadership program, on what they can do instead of teaching them sports and plays and all this other stuff. They're going to implement this one piece into their program to where they're actually talking to these boys and mentoring these boys instead of using them like the NCAA use athletes, you know. So it's like, instead of y'all just using them to be on your team, you need to give them something to walk away with besides how to know how to play sports. I feel if they do that, and it's 100 kids per team, and if everybody come together as one and get on the same program, I think that that alone can make a difference, because it's able to reach so many young men, you know. So that's one way. And then it's like, it's too many idle minds. You know, I live on the south side. People ask me, why do you still stay on the south side? Well, my house is paid for. I feel safe over there. My mom lives across the street. I know everybody in the neighborhood. I mean, it's cool. But it's like, I see these kids walking up and down the street with nothing to do. Idle minds.
That's true.
They're just walking around looking for something to get into because they don't have anything else to do.
Yeah.
You know, so it's we give them stuff to do. See, when we were coming up, you had the CETA program, you had Working Connection. I mean, it was just so many good programs available. Or during the summertime, you weren't laying up trying to figure out who house you're going to break in or what you're going to do. You know, we used to go to the Hillside, Maddox Center.
I remember that. You're so right. And I was there every day. They had a swimming pool and everything. We were swimming.
So it's like, that's one of the missing things. And that has a lot to do with budget, who's in the White House, funding, what's available, you know. But as a community, it's still a lot that we can do to keep these kids busy. You know.
Because
those same 20-year-olds that shooting up stuff, they were once a 10-year-old with an idle mind.
So we just got to
come together and stuff. Instead of fighting against each other, we need to start working with each other.
And that's
it starts in the homes and outreach programs. We just got to come together more, and that'll help.
The start of that will
take us. And you mentioned a good point to idle minds. If we incentives to take away that idle mind, those are most important.
Well, Nick, and I'm going to let you go so you can get the press release together so we can start pushing it. And I'm going to call Robert Ashley on Monday and be on this radio show to talk about this or something like this.
Okay, then. It was good speaking with y'all. And I'll get it to you shortly.
Okay.
Take it easy. Have a beautiful evening.
Okay.
You too, bye now.
I'll text you the email. All right, that's our girl right there. If you wanna, we got Pretty K live with us. We got Vida live with us right now. And again, this has been a violent night tonight. We gotta continue to pray for our community and continue to pray for what's going on. Pretty K, what do you think about what's going on here tonight?
I mean, I think it's a good idea to be talking about this because it's everywhere. It's not just you know, in one city, one state. It's everywhere, and it's getting worse. The heat is coming. Yeah. It's like, it's scary.
And the sad part about it, I mean, you guys got to look at this. The sad part about it, it's not even summer yet. This been going on way before the summer. It's not even summertime. So you got to. And I was telling my friend Nikki, and telling some more people that how important it is for us to all come together, and we got to just really focus on. Because as they get prepared to get ready for the new budget for 2017, 2018, the new budget is always September the 1st. If you notice, all new laws start when? September the 1st. And some of the other laws start January the 1st. So, but a lot of people don't know is the new budget for 2017, 2018 is always September the 1st. So what we got to look at now is they're getting prepared for to cut hundreds and hundreds of programs
right.
are going to be cut.
Right. At the same time, I'm not hearing any employment actions being taken.
No.
Like,
I'm not either.
You know,
I'm not either.
If you're going to take away a necessity, you know, to prevent something, you got to provide. You can't just take away. That's not right.
So true, B-Dub. You're right. You're right. And
you have to provide an opportunity to take down such a structure.
And,
you have
and
to
you
have
to,
the infrastructure
you have to,
out.
You're right. You have to look at this too, y'all. Now, all that time that he's been running for president, he's been saying what? Job, job, job. Now they just had research just came out a couple
the employment
days ago.
Rate has went down.
Exactly. I'm just gonna say that. The employment has went all the way down. It's not even up like it used, like it was.
All the way from the stock market to employment agencies, man, it's gone down.
And you talking about taking programs away, and these people are struggling, and you got people that saying, and then you got this new law coming out. Y'all get ready for this. He's been talking about this new law that's coming out. Will give more police officers a right, y'all listen to this, a right to do whatever they want to you, and you can't do nothing about it. What they call that new law, bricks and wrists, is coming September the 3rd. That means that
you cannot,
President Trump has passed this new law, you are not allowed to stop them from checking you.
Clearly, this dude has no idea
wrists.
What he's doing. Apparently,
no,
that's very effing apparent.
Exactly, and let's
and
go
then
ahead,
you
go
get to... you get on stage. You give this old loud, valiant speech talking about the Bible and what you're gonna do for the country, and you ain't done shit.
Exactly. I agree.
Ain't done nothing.
Let's go to Jane. Let's go
and then
to
should
another
piss people off.
And speaking of this, the president spoke early this week. We got the press conference. We're going to go to it right now.
Good morning. Well, the president is now on the offensive, firing back at James Comey, saying he lied about their interactions during his sworn testimony before Congress. And now the president says he's willing to go under oath to prove it. This morning, it's his words.
Those were lies, plain and simple.
Versus his words.
Some of the things that he said just weren't true.
In his first remarks since James Comey's stunning testimony, President Trump declared vindication.
No collusion, no obstruction. He's a leaker.
The president embracing some of Comey's accounts and flatly rejecting others, like Comey's recollection of their February meeting in the Oval Office, where Comey says the president told him to let go of the investigation into fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
I took it as a direction. I mean, this is the president of the United States, with me alone, saying, I hope this. I took it as this is what he wants me to do. Now, I didn't obey that, but that's the way I took it.
But in a heated exchange with our Jonathan Carl, Trump says it never happened.
I didn't say that. So he lied about that. Well, I didn't say that. I mean, I will tell you, I didn't say that.
The president also denies asking Comey for his loyalty.
I hardly know the man. I'm not going to say, I want you to pledge allegiance. Who would do that? Who would ask a man to pledge allegiance under oath? I mean, think of it. I hardly know the man. It doesn't make sense. No, I didn't say that, and I didn't say the other. Would you be willing to speak under oath to give your version of
100%? So who really said what? The answers could be on tape.
And you seem to be hinting that there are recordings of those conversations. I'm not hinting anything. I'll tell you about it over a very short period of time. Okay. Do you have a question here? When will you tell us about the recording?
Over a fairly short period of time.
Tomorrow, now? Are there tapes, sir?
Oh, you're going to be very disappointed when you hear the answer. Don't worry.
And this morning, we still don't know if those tapes exist. The president there punting on any firm response. But if there are tapes, the House Intelligence Committee has now given the White House 2 weeks to turn them over. Dan and Paula?
Everybody wants to see those tapes if they do indeed exist. Mary Brown.
Woo! It is getting ugly in D.C.
You know what? Everybody except for him sounds like they're talking real. This dude sounds like an actor.
It do.
Like it's just a movie. Like it's a TV show.
I know. It's true.
That's his tone of voice.
Right, right. And you did check out the press conference that he did over this week, and he seemed like he's telling the truth. But like he was saying, he had to write it down on documentation because he did not trust what President Trump said. He did not trust this man at all.
I studied wordplay for many years. I know who's lying and who ain't, but I ain't going to throw no accusations out here. I just had to really calm myself down. But, you know,
right.
I know who's lying and who ain't.
So do you
I can
think
tell by the words a person chooses.
So do you think that he's lying about what he said for that Trump?
Yeah, by him trying to use extravagant words, surely. No. He's not lying about Donald Trump.
No, I believe that. I believe
Donald Trump is hiding something.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I agree.
Just
by
his extravagant choice of words to throw people off. Use laming terms, buddy. You got people who listen and who didn't read a dictionary like me for a bedtime story. So use layman terms. You know, other than that, seems to me like you're trying to cover up your lies.
Hey, that's what he's trying to do. I believe that. I definitely believe that this man is trying to cover up. Something's going on. He's covering up. And every time, I don't believe that this FBI director is going to lie about something like this. I don't believe it. I believe that Trump did ask him to be lawyer. But that sounds like something Trump would say. So I believe that Trump wanted his cake and eat it too. Okay. So
the
Trump,
most important thing, while they're causing all this confusion on that side of the Capitol, we're more on the side of the people being taken away from, taken away our rights. I mean, our food, our privilege of going to the grocery store. Some people do look at that as a privilege.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Some women have a lot of children. Now, they may not be able to have time to work as much as they want. They need that supplementary income.
Yes, they do.
And they appreciate it. They value it. They don't sell their food stamps. They go and they buy food. They fill their refrigerators up. It's not a game.
Yes, I agree. You're right, brother. You really, and I noticed this, B-Dub, you are really upset about this.
Yes.
I'm all over it. I got a plan.
I never seen you so emotional like this. Let's talk about that.
I think about this stuff all the time. I wrote a speech about gun violence and how it's going to become prevented. I'm ready.
Right. And giving the guns to people is definitely not solving the problem, because look at this. People are getting killed every single day. People are getting killed. It's getting to the point now. I was just telling my mama, my son went to a birthday party. My 10-year-old went to a birthday party today. And to be honest with you, I had to think about that. I didn't want him to go, but then I got to thinking. I said, I can't keep him just stuck in the house like this.
These crimes are happening at birthday parties. They're happening at happy events.
Yes, they are. And that's what really concerns me. Pretty K, you got kids. How does this make you feel as a mother, as a parent who are raising your child? Let's talk about that.
It's hurtful. Like, I see so many people my age that has lost their child's fathers. And I'm like, I could not imagine raising a child by myself or having to tell my kid their father got killed. I can't. It's heartbreaking. Like, even after like months of losing them, years, they still be heartbroken, and I feel so bad. Like, I just can't imagine. I can't imagine. I can't imagine my kids losing me.
And you know what? And it's really sad, because every now and then, you know what my son would tell me. My son would tell me, "Dad, I'm scared." And the first thing I asked him, why?
Aww.
He said, "Dad, I'm scared you're going to get killed." Now, for a child to think like that, that ought to let you know the times that we're living in.
The death is right around the corner. Like, death is, you know, a child shouldn't even have that thought go through their mind. But it's so, violence is so prevalent now, they're in complete knowledge of it. They could be walking and just die. And they think that way. You used to be, let's go to the park. Now it's a hesitation. Right. The parent doesn't want to be mean and say, no, we're not going to the park. But, hey, there's a house across the street that often has gangbangers or often has some kind of activity that's
right
across the street from the park. So we don't want to be playing swinging down the swing.
And, you know, I told you this earlier also, man, that last week they had a graduation here in Fort Worth. And somebody passed by and started shooting up. Another school came to another school and just started shooting up. Now, what that tell you right there? What type of life are we living that another school would come to another school and start shooting up at a graduation?
We living in the last day. That's what that say. We living in the last day.
That's true.
Because it's sad. It's just sad. Like, it's not even words that can describe, like, how I feel about just, I don't even watch the news. Like, I don't watch the news at all. It's sad.
My mind wonders, and I'm thinking, like, what? Like, and from individuals, what are these individuals thinking before they pull the trigger? What is going through your mind?
Yeah. Man,
and you're just shooting random people because you're not picking a target. Put the guns down. Put your dukes up. Fight. Fight like a man.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. We got a lot of people tuning in.
Put the guns down. We gotta get people to put the guns down. We gotta put boxes out. Go put your guns in the rust proof box.
Right.
We gotta get rid of this violence.
Please.
Let our kids
grow up.
Yeah. Yes. I agree. And this coming up Monday, y'all, we'll have Kiki J, who formerly known as been on K104, was the program director, has a new radio show on now, and she's going to be on our show this coming up Monday at 7 o'clock. So y'all make sure y'all check us out for that this Monday. Tuesday, we probably won't do a show, y'all, because we have this Candlelight Vision coming up, and we're asking everyone to come on and be part of the Candlelight Vision. If you're in the Fort Worth, Dallas area, we all be promoting that, pushing that, and I have my team out here promoting and pushing it. And again, it's going down this coming up Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, right in front.
I'm sure there'll be like some live visuals of it on Facebook on Instagram like that.
I'm actually going to broadcast it live on Facebook Live. I'm going to do that this coming up Tuesday. So everybody can see what's going on. But this is really...
Man, it's an emotional situation.
It is.
Very, very.
And I want to let everybody know, a lot of people saying that I got a text saying that we all talking at the same time. It's not that we're talking at the same time. It's what they call that, it's a delay. You got a 30 to 45-second delay. So even though I'm talking, it may once you hear it on the internet, it's gonna sound like we talking over each other, but we're not actually talking over each other. What you're seeing is a delay on your computer. It's a 30 to 45 second delay. So that may be why.
Maybe they're meaning like when we all got something to say at that particular point, so we overlap.
Right. But it's overlap even on the phone line part.
Yes, sir.
It's a thing.
It's a beautiful overlap. We got to do a sponsor break.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll be right back, right after our sponsor, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Visit the website www.getfreegas.tk. That's getfreegas.tk. Are you looking for work?
Or do you just need some extra money? Go to www.getfreegas.tk today. Watch the video, create your free account, and learn the easy money formula at getfreegas.tk. www.getfreegas.tk. Go check it out today.
This is Chili Moe from Coast to Coast, 13th Street Records in Los Angeles. And currently, we're implementing the International Stop the Violence campaign. Our focus is on 3 points, and that is the lack of education, the lack of jobs, and poverty. So we're looking for men and women to help us in mentoring not only the good students, but at-risk students. We're also looking for businesses and corporations to step up and give opportunities such as job training and jobs to our young men and women. But we feel that by addressing the lack of education and the lack of jobs, that will be the solution to poverty. But what we really need to do is to change the mindset of young men and women, but more importantly, change the mindset of adults. And ultimately, we can change the mindset of humanity. You can contact me at www.chilimostmusic.com. That's www.chilimostmusic.com. Peace.
Hey, what's going down, everybody? This your boy, Donnell Ballard. Make sure you tune in to the hottest community talk radio show every day, Monday through Friday, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. as we talk about important issues that's going on in the community. I'm your man, Donnell Ballard, and I approve this message.
Music artist, musician, producer, model. Vertigo.com is your answer if you need to advertise your song to thousands of DJs. And key entertainment industry professionals with the click of one button. Vertigo effectively promotes and distributes your music to industry tastemakers around the world. For an affordable price, your project will be listed in the Vertigo library that offers a simple press profile, exclusive web link, integrated video system, feedback manager, rating system, unlimited downloads, and download tracker. Vertigo, global e-distribution of music, models, and artists. Entertainment will increase awareness by distributing your project to subscribers, including club DJs, radio DJs, program directors, mixtape DJs, satellite stations, booking agents, online magazine contacts, blog sites, record labels, and more. Vertigo.com. That's V-I-R-D-I-K-O. The professional way to get in and out.
Visit the website www.getfreegas.tk. That's getfreegas.tk. Are you looking for work? Or do you just need some extra money? Go to www.getfreegas.tk today. Watch the video, create your free account, and learn the easy money formula at getfreegas.tk. www.getfreegas.tk. Go check it out today.
A while back, I had the pleasure of meeting a wonderful young family who had been involved in a very serious car wreck. They didn't know what to do. They were overwhelmed with problems stemming from the wreck. But all the driver that caused the wreck could say was, "I'm sorry." I told them that there are times when sorry just doesn't cut it. Then I got to work. If you or a loved one have been injured in a car wreck or 18-wheeler accident, I'm sure you're dealing with problems too. Medical bills, lost wages, transportation, and getting real compensation for your pain and suffering. I'm attorney Roderick White. I'm your problem solver. Every client and every case is important to us. Car wrecks, 18-wheeler accidents, all serious injury claims. Call us anytime, 24/7, for a free consultation at 214 or 817, I got you. That's 214 or 817, 446-8968. Or visit us online at igotyou.net.
Visit the website www.getfreegas.tk. That's getfreegas.tk. Are you looking for work? Or do you just need some extra money? Go to www.getfreegas.tk today. Watch the video, create your free account, and learn the easy money formula at getfreegas.tk. www.getfreegas.tk. Go check it out today.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online
24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
All right, y'all. We are back right here on Up and Down Magazine Radio, and welcome back to the show. We are here on a sad time. If you haven't heard the news, 7 people were shot. 2 is dead. Some is fighting for their life as we speak. We're going to continue to talk about this. We are organizing a candlelight vigil for this coming up Tuesday right here in Fort Worth, Texas. And we will broadcast it live on Facebook Live this coming up Tuesday. And we are sitting with my host, and we're talking about how the gun violence got. How bad has it got? Because it used to be where everybody talked about Chicago. So how America became Chicago? Who want to answer that?
No. I don't think. Okay. Just to shine some light on that particular entity, Chicago. No, America hasn't become Chicago. Let's not put any emphasis on Chicago. This has been a nationwide thing for many years. You know, mm-hmm. Los Angeles. You know, New York. Just we can name all the big cities, man. And if we're going to put emphasis on anything, we need to be putting emphasis on the whole entire nation. It hasn't become Chicago. The violence is getting more exposure because it's becoming more random. It was the random having foreigners take these acts upon, you know, American citizens or you know, just some random like that, or just once in a while. Now it's once a week, you know, or as far as I'm concerned, it's every day, everywhere, yeah. Somewhere. You know, so it's happening. So you know, these random acts of violence that have no reason within certain communities. It's not just the black community.
Right.
You know, and now it's not just religiously based. It's not just gang violence. It's not just racial. You know, it's random to the point as to where it makes no sense. Why did that kid have to die by the hands of another kid with a gun in his hand? I mean, it's a shame. Parents should be ashamed.
And you know what? Here's the crazy part. It's not just the boy that got killed. It's a girl that got killed too. So
exactly.
They don't care. Whoever did this don't care who they were shooting at. It's obvious. If 7 people was shot. Whoever did this meant to kill all 7 people. Whoever did this for a reason, because I don't know. I don't even know what the reason is. But whatever the reason was stupid. The reason was crazy. So it doesn't give anybody a right. You don't have any rights to be taking anybody's life. You have no right as a person, as a human being. You have no right. You did not give that person life. You have no right to be giving nobody, taking nobody's life. So, you know, I'm like you, man.
That needs to be expressed. Like, I know we got the station here. This needs to be spoken of from a higher level, from the presidency, from on television.
Yeah.
This needs to be on TV. We gotta make these punks that are doing these crimes feel like punks.
Yes. Because
that's exactly what they are. They're cowards.
You're right.
They do it. You go shoot up a place and then you run off.
We're gonna do a coming up at 9:30 tonight. Me and V Dub. We're gonna do I'm gonna do a live Facebook. V Dub is gonna be on the Facebook Live with me by phone, and we're gonna talk about this even though we're going off less than 35 minutes, but we're going to come back on Facebook Live, and we're gonna talk about this because this needs to be discussed. This cannot continue to happen. We got too many of our kids are dying in the streets. We got too many people And for us to step back and not do anything about it, it's just crazy to me.
Now, this also has to continue. This expression, this opportunity to allow people in communities all over the nation to be able to call us and release their pressure off their chest, man. Get the demons off their back. You know what I'm saying? Express
if we continue this,
we might start getting some admissions of guilt, man. People calling, you know, this has to continue.
Yes, I agree. A lot of Fort Worth is hurting tonight. We need to continue to pray for the community of Fort Worth. I've been seeing this all day on my timeline. Fort Worth is hurting tonight. Fort Worth is really hurting tonight. This is the first time we have had all kinds of stuff happen, but for this to happen the way it happened, it's sad. And I used to live on that street.
It's like this. This is something like this. We need to do this like once a week. We do. We can't let this die out. What happens is a tragedy like this happens, and then a couple of weeks later, we move on and wait for the next one.
Well, it don't got to keep this in the air.
We got to keep people talking.
Right. It don't got so bad. It just that it all became normal for us to wait for the next one.
Yeah. Dude.
3K, what do you think about that? Something going on right now. Somebody out here, ambulance right now.
Exactly. I'm sure I'll be hearing some in a few minutes. I mean, every time I hear sirens and I hear gunshots, I hope nobody got shot and killed. You know, I pray to myself. I pray, and when I hear it, I just hope everything's okay, man. Every time I hear.
I agree with you on that, man. Let's go ahead on and go to some more quick news, y'all. This week has been a tough one for Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby is on trial. I'm going to get y'all input on that. We're going to go to this audio, and when we come back, I'm going to go to y'all on this and get y'all input what y'all think about this one, because this man is 80 years old. My thing is, I want to know, why did people wait until this man get old? Then you want to start claiming all these allegations. You should have did this way before this man got this age. So we're going to
go to the
audio
for that, too.
Okay.
Just before prosecutors rested their sexual assault case against Bill Cosby, they attempted to use the comedian's own words against him. Jurors heard from this 2006 deposition where Cosby admitted that back in the 1970s, he was prepared to give women prescription narcotic drugs prior to sexual encounters. Was it in your mind that you were going to use these quaaludes for young women that you wanted to have sex with? Yes, he said. But in that same deposition, Cosby denied giving them to former Temple employee Andrea Constant, who claims he drugged, then sexually assaulted her at his home in 2004. He says the encounter was consensual, and the pills he gave her were Benadryl, so she could relax.
Cosby's entire defense is that he was in a romantic relationship with Constant, and that what happened on that night was consensual. He has to convince 12 jurors that Constant, one, was not in any way incapacitated, and that, two, she consented to the sexual activity that took place that night.
In the deposition, Cosby recounted a conversation with Constant's mother, who was furious. I apologized to this woman, but my apology was, my God, I'm in trouble, saying he was afraid she thought of him as a dirty old man. On Monday, the defense will start making its case.
Bill Cosby cannot testify under any circumstances. He would be cross-examined in a way that would probably destroy his credibility.
At some point next week, Cosby's wife of 53 years, Camille Cosby, is expected to show her support and show up at court. Lindsay Davis, ABC News, Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Woo! Oh, man. I don't know. I think, wow. Pretty K, what's going on through your mind?
I mean, as far as Bill Cosby, I just feel like they just need to leave him alone. I feel the same way about Cosby. Leave him alone.
You know, all I can think back to is watching Bill Cosby on that
show. Exactly.
Me too.
You know, as a kid watching the old episodes of Bill Cosby on Sesame Street. Moving on past that, we have this happen to celebrities and all the time, like these belligerent accusations. At the same time, you know these women, if he did sleep with him, any of them, all of them, they all gave consent. With his presence, with his accomplishment in their mind, knowing that, you know, he can fulfill their dreams or whatever either one of them women may have thought when they laid up with him, they laid up with him on their own behalf. But now that he's an elder now, in a very old age, and there's money on the line, you know, who's going to get it? Well, we might as well try. This is our opportunity right here, so let's take advantage of it. And no matter if we got to lie under oath, and I've witnessed people lie under oath. That's blasphemy. Under oath, that's right out the window. I saw people come in the courtroom and just straight lie. You know, that's out the window. So they might as well just throw that case out, leave Mr. Bill Cosby alone, you know, and those ladies need to move on and quit being money hungry. Don't you find the purse is not all that whoopee.
I think this is an opportunity for them to make money. They money hungry, and you definitely can tell they money hungry. Right. But why would you wait till this man get 80 years old and then you come back as an older, and you older yourself, you are elder yourself, you coming back saying, oh, well, he took advantage of me. Well, hell, my thing is, why you wait till 20, 30 years later? Why you didn't focus on this when it first happened?
Here's the thing
if you really got raped, and you really feel that what this person did is wrong, you're not going to wait. You are scared, even though you're scared, but you're not going to wait. Because the longer you wait, the worse it's going to get. They got a three year thing on that where after 3 years you can't do it no more. So
it's
go ahead.
You know, the court has all its various ways of litigation. I understand that. You know, the time discrepancies and whatnot. This is the thing about it. Everybody's getting paid. The judge isn't sitting there for free. The lawyers on both parties aren't there for free. Nobody in the courtroom is there for free. The jurors are probably not even there for free. In the way the world works today, nobody's sitting in that courtroom for free. They're all looking to get money from Bill Cosby, so they're all a part of this propaganda together, and I know it. It's all a big lie. It's all a big hoax to take the man for his money.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's crazy.
The judge is going to get paid. They prosecute him, and anybody gets any money out of him, everybody's going to get paid. They're all looking to take his money. They're looking to rob him. That's what they're doing.
Right. And not only that, think about what's going to happen afterwards. That means that somebody going to get a book deal out of it. Somebody going to write a book about what happened and going to get paid some money from that.
And
so
that's
when
who cares about the lack of consent of a piece of ass from two grown adults 20 years ago? Unless they're looking to get a buck out of it. Well, I guess that's the real meaning of more bang for your buck.
And only one that's coming to his offense is Keisha Knight, the little girl that played on Cosby Show. She's been there for him ever since this court thing happened, and she feels what's going on is wrong.
Here you go. Here it is. Look at it. Oh, I had sex with him too. I gotta make it there. I'm gonna fly all the way across the country to go say I had sex with him and didn't let him. Get up out of here, man. It's all bullshit.
The crazy part about it, none of them probably. I mean, half of them, like Bill Cosby was saying, was consistent. So, I don't know. It's just a hot mess to me.
Everybody in the courtroom is sure it was consensual, but if they have any slight clue that they may be able to reap a dollar from this man's deficit, you know, they're going to try.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's
no
what
doubt.
They're all in there for. And that's what they're doing.
And they all probably
they're trying
saying,
to get some
free
money
so,
over sexual activity, you know, years prior. Like, come on. They, got, like I said.
Hey, let's go to the phone. I think we got some, let's see. Nah, I thought we got some more. If y'all want to call and talk to us, 347-989-1725. We're going to go back live to 248-416. You live on the radio.
Hi, this is Julie Rose. I do agree because Keisha Knight Pulliam has been the only one there with the bill and stuck with the bill. But like you say, they all just trying to want to see the man go down.
Yeah. And the man is already sick. The man has already got all times, and he's already real sick. And here's the deal. If this man is found guilty on all charges, this man is going to spend 10 years in prison. 10 years in prison. So
exactly.
It's not fair. This man already sick. He's already got Alzheimer's. He's already very sick. So they just need to leave that man alone, which I'm going to tell you what I think is going to end up happening. I believe it's going to end up being a hung jury. I believe it's going to be a hung jury.
That's exactly what it's going to be.
Yeah, I hope it be that because once it's a hung jury, then they can't retry. They can't not do this case all over again. They can't retry this case again. So I'm hoping for a hung jury. I'm hoping that half of the people that's on his team,
search all over the country. You're not going to find 9 out of 12 jurors that don't like Bill Cosby. I guarantee you 9 of those 12 jurors already know they're not going to agree with, breaking that man down like that.
Right. Especially with the man already being real sick. You got to think about this, too. Bill Cosby is already real sick. He can barely see. He's going blind if he ain't already blind. He's got a lot going on. So they need to just leave this man alone. And whoever came up with this idea to put this man on trial, they need to have their ass whooped.
Exactly.
Let me keep it real. We need to pound out this man a little bit.
He got Alzheimer's, man. He don't even remember getting that ass.
No, he's not gonna remember. That's one reason they said that. If you notice, when we played the audio, if you notice. They already saying he's not going to be able to get on track. He's not even going to be able to.
Oh, and excuse my language, though. I think I got a little profane, man. I just I get excited.
It's a lot going on.
I said the nicer profane things, though. I didn't, disrespect women or anything of that nature, so.
Oh, no, you didn't do that. Pretty K would have got you in line on that one.
I know. Where you at, Pretty K? Let us hear your voice.
Pretty K, I'm just listening. Ain't that right, Pretty K?
Oh, yeah.
I'm here.
This is
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, okay. I didn't know because my phone keep hanging up for some reason, so I keep calling back in.
I noticed that. So, Pretty K, what you think about the Bill Cosby situation?
Me, I definitely agree with Lily Rose. I agree. Like, leave him alone, okay? Let him live the rest of his life peacefully. Jesus, he don't need to be getting stressed out. He is too old. It's better.
Yeah,
it's bigger for surprise.
Yeah, I agree. And my thing is, you waited. Look how long it took you to make that decision that you're gonna take this man to court.
Exactly.
You should have done all that with
him. Coming out the woodwork.
Yeah, coming out the woodwork. And they asked him for more people to come. But they asked him for more people to come. They asked him if this happened to anybody else to come. It's almost like you invited people to come.
Maybe I should come out.
Yeah.
I mean.
Hey, you might as well. Everybody else is coming.
Exactly.
Wow, it's crazy though. We need to definitely keep him in prayer because Monday they're gonna go back to court on Monday. So, I don't know.
And let's talk about the Jackie Craig family. They have a new lawyer now. If y'all remember back last year when that video went viral, where that 7-year-old kid was choked. Y'all remember that story? Well, now, that was a big story. That went international. That went international when the white man named Martin Williams was going off on Jackie Craig. Well, anyway, make a long story short, they have a new attorney that's going to be representing for the family. It's the same attorney that represents Zimmery. I remember Zimmery. Who don't remember Zimmery? Who don't remember that big case? So
yeah.
This is going to be a very interesting case when Zimmery new attorney, takes over this new case in Fort Worth. So we'll be expecting to hear a lot more. And hopefully we'll have Rod Smith on the show next week to talk to us about that situation. But again, if you haven't heard the news, we're still talking about 7 people were shot, 2 is dead, some is fighting for their life as we speak. We'll have an update on Monday exactly what's happening. And my homegirl is working on the press release for me so I can put the word out about that. So we have 18 minutes. We're going to cut it off early. And we'll be back on Monday. Y'all got any shout-outs real quick?
I just want to give a shout-out to just everybody. Just shout-out to everybody listening. Shout-out to all the listeners, the feedback. Shout-out to my team. Shout-out to me.
Okay.
Shout-out to everybody.
All right. What about you, B-Dub? Where is B-Dub at?
B-Dub then probably went and got some tea. He had a real emotional night.
Oh, yeah. It was very emotional. I never seen him act like it. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, okay. I had accidentally
touched him. Hey, B-Dub, we understand you. It's a very emotional night for you.
I just want to let everybody know that I'm going to pray for him. And the shout out to all the families that then took losses in recent history. It's a major tragedy as far as the loss of life and the senseless killings. So I mean, this show we're putting on is to open a door for people to communicate about it and let's start making a change for the better. So just shout out to all the listeners and keep tuning in and we'll keep you vibing with the good news. So. And I want to thank you, Mr. DJ Donnie Ballard.
Okay. I want to thank you guys, too. And we'll be back on Monday night right here on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, Tuesday we won't have a show because of the situation that's going on. But we'll be back on Wednesday. But we will Facebook Live the Counter Light Vision so everybody can see it, especially for my team, so they'll be able to have something to talk about. All right, y'all, remember, if it is to be, it's up to you to make a difference, and we'll see you Monday night right here on Blog Talk.
Have a beautiful night.